Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number Smart Beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number Smart Beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com. /awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Kids, listen to your mother.
Mom.
Welcome to Between Us Moms with Katie Crafts-Morg and Hallie Stevens-Trait.
Hey, mamas, and welcome to a new episode of Between Us Moms. We're so grateful that you're here to spend 30 minutes with us. It makes us so happy as we grow this community. And with that being said, I feel like, Hallie, you should kick us off with your cliff notes.
Oh, man, Katie. So last week, I informed you guys that we had our first milestone in terms of sickness with Dylan. Mm-hmm. Puke session or bad. It was, what a joy. Turns out it was contagious, whatever she had, because Andrew and I got it. And it was horrific. Andrew never gets sick, literally never gets sick. And he was knocked out first. He said, I'm upstairs in bed. Like, can you watch Dylan? I was like, yeah, I can't believe you're in bed, like in bed during the day. You're the most productive human on the planet. You don't know how to chill and you're in bed. This is crazy. So I was like, yeah, I got her. She took a 2-hour nap and I was like, Houston, we have a problem. I am so nauseous and I am chilled as hell. So we were experiencing our first parenting milestone where we got a daycare sickness that knocked us all out and had to somehow parent while feeling terrible. From the hours of 3 p.m. to 5 a.m., Andrew guesses that I probably puked about 15 times and it was so bad. And to add insult to injury, once we were healed and everything, Andrew's fine, Dylan is fine. My acid reflux and heartburn from all the stomach, whatever that came up, is at a level 10. I haven't eaten in 3 days because I can't, because then I throw up from the acid reflux and heartburn. It hurts so bad. All this to say, this weekend was my baby sprinkle. So thankfully we were all on the mend. Everyone was good. We had like a solid 36 hours of feeling better beforehand. So had my baby sprinkle. It was so beautiful and so wonderful. And I just, again, the reason we started this is because a community of mamas, when you're a mom, is so vital and so special and so just critical to your mental health, your success in motherhood, and just like balancing it all and feeling supported. And I felt that to the nth degree. It was so wonderful. These were women I've known my entire life, and it was so special. So thank you if you're listening. I had a wonderful time. But I'm just between like the being sick and the heartburn and the all the things. Everyone is just terrified. I'm about to go into labor and we're planning on inducing a month from today. She's due June 5th. So I'm close. Like I'm in the end zone, but I have one more trip to LA for work tomorrow, Tuesday. Actually, you're listening to this. I'm in LA.
Yeah.
And Andrew was terrified about me flying. Like everyone's just kind of nervous. And so my mom booked a last minute flight. She's joining me.
Oh, good.
For okay. this quick little 24-hour stint to LA. And then this mama is grounded. I will be home and I won't be moving until this baby comes. It's going to be like a final mad dash to finish our house and finish nesting and all the things, but at least I will be in one zip code. Yeah. So that's where I'm at.
Yeah. I was just going to say, I am so sorry that you guys had to go through that already. So hard to see your baby sick. And then when you get sick on top of it, it's just the worst, worst thing on the planet. I remember the first time Kaya got really sick and we thought we were in the clear. And then a couple of days later, it hit both me and Jason. And we were zombies also taking care of our child who was on the mend and had all this energy. And we were, I mean, I think we probably went through 1,000. We actually had to buy tissues because we don't have tissues in this house for some reason. We're just like toilet paper and paper towels. And I think we went through 1,000 tissues and just like so much gunk coming out, and it was awful. And so for you guys, and I do think a stomach bug is the worst type of sickness.
Oh,
it's just like, especially when you're pregnant and you need those nutrients and you need that, those fluids.
Oh yeah.
Picking all of it up. It's scary. It's uncomfortable. It's awful. You probably just want to lay in your bed and cry, but then you're puking so much. You can't even focus on like being depressed. It's just a horrible thing.
Yeah.
So
I haven't slept in 3 days too, because the acid reflux is so bad that I'm now propped up at night and I can't sleep that way. Anyway, it's been a joy.
Have you tried? So my doctor, cause I was very nauseous and I still am nauseous. This is actually the longest stretch I've gone without puking. I'm almost at, I think, 6 days now without puking, which is a record in this pregnancy.
Yeah.
But my doctor recommended Prevacid every morning to help with the like acid buildup from all the throwing up.
I think if I'm not feeling better in like 2 days, I will for sure tap into that. I try not to take any medicine when I'm pregnant. I don't want to suffer. So if it continues, then yes, I am taking Tums. They're not doing it. And if you're watching this on YouTube, drink every time I'm chugging my water, because holy shit, man. Woo,
hydration. I'm doing it
right now.
Yeah, hydration station.
What about you? How was your last couple days, your weekend?
Okay, so I have two short things. The first is just a quick little, I feel like Jason and I are officially an old married couple.
Okay.
Because we are now the couple. Do you guys play the New York Times games? Is it just us? I feel like every time I wake up, there's a new one. Like it started with Wordle and now there's connections and then there's the mini crossword. Do you do that?
We don't do that, but I witnessed firsthand that you two do. And you talk about it.
I don't know if we're nerdy, if we're old, if maybe we're hip because we're playing these online games together, but now it's gotten competitive. Wordle, we both do. Connections, we both do. But the crossword is our favorite because your record is based on the time it takes you to complete the puzzle.
Ooh.
And you can send each other the time you did it in. And honestly, not to brag, but I'm really good at a crossword puzzle, apparently. Like I'm doing them in under 2 minutes. It's taken Jason a little bit longer, but I feel like we're just a very old married couple where at the end of the day, we're like, did you do your crossword yet? And what?
Yeah, that's what I heard. I heard that and I was like, okay.
Yeah,
we're 75. But you know what? You will have the mental fitness of a 21-year-old, you know?
I mean, I think that's why we do it. And then the other day I looked at him and I was like, I can't wait until we're in our 60s and we can sit on our porch and do a real crossword puzzle. And he looked at me like, what is life? We also are now watching Jeopardy All-Stars or whatever's happening right now. Yeah. So anyways, that's the stage of life that we're in. The other thing is Kaya related. I'm sure that you can relate to this. She is now grabbing everything to the point where I can't, even when I'm holding her, I can't look away for 2 seconds. For example, this morning, I took a sip of my water. I'm holding her. I was actually hanging up the phone with you.
Mm-hmm.
And I put my water down. I was like trying to close something on my phone. And she grabbed my entire water glass, which was freshly refilled, went everywhere.
Uh-huh.
The other day, we have on our table this little, I don't know, it's like a tray and it has books and plants and whatever in it. And she tried to grab that. I did catch that one in time. But here's a new one. We have I know you guys have the Nanit as well. And so do we. We have the little stand. She broke the stand grabbing at it.
Oh.
So the stand no longer works and it's expensive to replace, like a couple hundred dollars, where it's like, we already have to get a new nanny for this new baby. We're not going to buy a 200 and something dollar stand. So Jason, being the amazing handyman that he is, bolted it to the wall. And this morning we put her down for her nap and she's just so curious about this camera. She was reaching for it and grabbed it off the wall.
Boy.
I'm like, at first I thought it was like cute because I was like, oh, look, she sees her camera. She's like grabbing at it. And, yeah. You know, Jason and I are both getting ready. And then we heard like a noise and he's like, oh my gosh. And he like ran in there. And now we've moved her crib further away from the camera. So yeah,
she's like little Northwest saying, no pictures, please. No pictures, please.
Yeah. Just sassy, curious, love her so much. I do think she's very magical and I love watching her discover all these different things, but it's a thing.
Let me just tell you, it gets worse. I'd love to tell you it doesn't, but like, I'm going to spin my camera around for 1 second to show you. I currently have a ton of baskets on our table because we are very close to labor and delivery, as I said. So I made nurse gift bags for the nurses in labor and delivery. I have a basket of like new toys and activities that my mother-in-law can do with Dylan while we're in the hospital. Dylan will spot the one new thing in a room and just won't let it go. So if you look here, you have to start hiding stuff. Under a blanket so that she doesn't see it or grab it. It's just aesthetics go out the window when you have children is what I've learned. Like there's no being cute. That season will come again. But right now it's all about a mess. It's about having nothing on any surface that they can kill themselves with. It is just, I feel you. And just that curiosity, she'll get more curious.
Today she tried to put her hand in my coffee. First thing she wants to do, because it looks fluffy, I think. Like, you know, the milk is foamy on top and she wanted to put her hand right in it. And I was like, whoop.
Oh, yeah. And they'll touch something hot. My nephew, my mom has a little spotlight on a tree in her living room. He went and touched that spotlight and was like, hot, hot. And he had like a little blister on his finger. These things just happen. Every mom listening to this, I'm sure you can relate. So send Katie well wishes because it has a fish.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center. Thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be. Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Actually begun.
Should we move on to the tea?
Let's do it. Today's tea is very much in theme with stuff we've talked about so much on this podcast. We're talking postpartum and the snapback. Jodi Turner-Smith is not here for the pressure that's put on moms postpartum. She recently posted on her Instagram story, "Whoever normalized women being fully healed and recovered by 6 weeks postpartum, ... lied." Then she added her own two cents alongside it, saying, "I understand the pressure to snap back, but the reality is that it is completely impossible. Your body must go through its own journey, and being a portal for a new soul is an enormously physical, emotional, and spiritual task. Be kind to yourself, mamas, and don't let anyone make you think you should be back to, quote, normal 2 seconds after giving birth." So of course, Jodi welcomed her daughter in April 2020 with her then hubby Joshua Jackson, aka Pacey, from Dawson's Creek. But in October 2023, she filed for divorce after 4 years of marriage. So Katie, we've talked about this a lot. We've been pretty clear that we love famous mamas who keep it real about postpartum. But I want to know what you wished someone told you about postpartum before you had a baby.
That's a good question. I think I wish that people told me to give myself grace, because I was so focused on how out of sorts I felt and how disconnected I felt from my body. And I do think 6 weeks is impossible. I'm totally with her. What I also found fascinating about this, so I saw this quote, I was scrolling on social media as we do, and I saw a news site posted the quote from her about this. And then I went to the comment section, and I couldn't believe how many moms were giving her crap about this.
They were?
Yes. Go look at the comments. And I was so ashamed.
Wow. I was like,
who the F? I mean, a lot of people related to her and they were like, oh my gosh, 100% true. I relate to this, yada, yada, yada. And then there was one and it was like hearted or upvoted a lot that said, not true. I was back in my jeans at 6 weeks postpartum. If you're super healthy during pregnancy and the more you work out, the easier it is for recovery. And while I do somewhat agree with that, I don't agree that everybody's body just snaps back within 6 weeks. Like, I don't think you're fully healed for, I think, months afterwards. I think you get the doctor clearance potentially, you know, around 6 weeks to start doing light exercise.
And sex.
And sex, that's true. But yeah, you're not fully, by any means, for a lot of people, healed. And I certainly was not. And actually, I think it took me, like, I don't feel like I started feeling back to myself until, I want to say, 4-ish months postpartum, which is, you know, how long you should be on maternity leave-ish is about 4 months. And then I found out at 5 months that I was pregnant. So
what I'll say is, I relate to that person who swooped. I would never personally downplay Jodi's experience, because I get that. And I've seen that with so many women. I will say, with Dylan, I did snap back pretty fast, and I physically got back to my pre-baby weight very fast. And I did work out my entire pregnancy with Dylan, but mentally I never got back.
I feel like that's part of the snapback, is the mental portion of it. Like, regardless of like your body and like physically, I feel like emotionally, that's a whole other like part of getting back to yourself. Probably almost a bigger part.
Way, way more important part. And I think she's talking about that. You're not supposed to rush back to who you were, because the truth is, we're probably never going to be the same. We shouldn't be the same. We're now, you know, our heart is divided. Our priorities change. Like, we shouldn't be the same person we were before. So I hate that women swooped in and, you know, I'm happy for them that they feel like themselves and they're feeling good and all of that. But I think a better response would be like, we see you, we love you, you got this. When you get back, you get back. Thank you for sharing. Because that is so many women's experience, you know, is just not feeling themselves for so long. And that pressure makes it feel even harder.
Well, and I think that's why, you know, we should never judge anybody's postpartum journey, because everyone's postpartum journey is so incredibly different. And I feel like that's why this needs to be talked about so much more, is because, yeah, we are so hard on ourselves, and we need to give ourselves grace. And I remember, I think it was my mom saying initially, because I think I started crying to her. I was like a couple of weeks postpartum, and I was like, I just don't feel like myself, and the baby weight. And she was like, Katie, you will get back to yourself, but the only thing you need to be worried about right now is taking care of your baby and bonding with the baby and showing yourself grace. That is the only thing. And I do feel like that helped so much, because yeah, we see people snapping back in jeans a couple weeks postpartum. And trust me, I wasn't back in jeans until like 3-ish months postpartum. Like I
And
just
that's
also
fast.
is I mean, I also had a C-section, so it just hurt. Anything like touching up against the scar was just so uncomfortable, and it still like felt numb. And it just, yeah, there was one day I finally wore jeans, and Jason was like, oh my gosh, you put on jeans. And then I wore it to like to go to Trader Joe's or something, and then I came home and I was like, that's enough of the jeans.
Well, I'm in a weird place because I will turn 40 in September. So I've always envisioned myself feeling a certain way at 40, like feeling like my best. And I still really want that. So I'm in this weird place of like, I know postpartum is hard and I want to really give myself grace. But I, for myself and for my heart, want to do all the radical self-care to go into 40 feeling like I've taken care of myself. I may not be fully healed. I may not be back at my pre-baby weight. My mind may still be a little wonky, but I want to at least feel like between this baby's birth and my 40th birthday, I have done radical self-care to do the best I can to enter my 40s in the best place I can. So pray for me.
We got this. We
Yeah.
got this. We got this.
What do you have this week, Katie?
Okay, so this story is so wild, and I feel like it's super topical because the Dance Moms reunion is happening right now. JoJo Siwa says her mom began bleaching her hair at age 2. So the receipts of this came in the form of a 2013 clip from Lifetime's Abby's Ultimate Dance Competition. And in season 2 of the Dance Moms spin-off show, you can see a very young JoJo having her hair dyed by her mother, Jesselyn Siwa. And then Jesselyn in the clip says, nothing's off limits when it comes to doing what I think will benefit JoJo. JoJo says, I've been dyeing my hair since I was like 2, maybe 1.5. I'm not a natural blonde. I'm actually a natural brown. I get brown roots, so I have to dye it so it looks like I'm a natural blonde. JoJo is now 20. She's actually turning 21 in a couple of weeks in the middle of May. But people are seriously very, very disturbed by this. I need to know your thoughts.
I always hesitate to judge any mother because I think we really are, if you love your baby, I really do think we are all just doing our best. And sometimes we just don't know. Knowing what I know now about chemicals and stuff, my personal stance is, yikes, that's not great. And also, my personal philosophy with Dylan is going to be encouraging to love her natural self. So when you start doing things like that when they're really young, it's almost a subliminal message that you need to do more to be beautiful or accepted or to love yourself. It's not the message I would like to send to my daughters.
I would like to think that all moms have the best intentions for their children. I don't actually think that's always the case. Hopefully, here it was the case. But I couldn't help but think, kind of like what you said about the chemicals. And should a 2-year-old even be having those chemicals put on her scalp? And it sounds like, from what JoJo said, it was often because she's a natural brunette. And so she says, she has to get them done a lot so that she looked like a natural blonde. And then, yeah, I do think about the mental part of that. For us, at least, I know it's important to really make sure that our daughters feel their best and feel beautiful naturally and like love themselves naturally for as long as possible. And again, yeah, JoJo's had a lot of success. I do wonder, like, I would love to see a sit down with her where we kind of talk about all the how her early stardom and stint on reality TV has affected who she is today and if there's any regrets or anything she wished didn't happen, or if she's happy that, yeah, her mom pushed her so hard or that Abby Lee Miller pushed her so hard. I'm just very curious about that. And I'm curious what her life looks like, you know, 30 years from now.
Right. Well, what's sad is, like, can she even really honestly weigh in on how it's impacted her? Because, I mean, I guess she can, but, like, she wouldn't even know what her life would be like without that, which is really interesting. Right. These child stars, when you push kids to do these things at a high level so young, they just don't know what they don't know.
Yeah.
Makes me a little sad, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, it's like the stealing of a childhood in a way.
So that's an OMG for sure. And another OMG, this is actually something I love so much, Katie, because you have a white SUV, I have a black SUV, and recently the internet was aflame because this TikTok creator and mama of three, Paige Craig, demonstrated the connection between a black SUV mom and a white SUV mom. And I think that there's a lot of accuracy to it. I'm curious what you think. When she acts out what the white SUV mom is like, she sings along to Taylor Swift. She sips Starbucks coffee. She enthusiastically uses hand sanitizer. She's eating Chick-fil-A. She employs gentle parenting. And she unloads a Target haul from her car. Now, a black SUV mom wears an Iron Maiden shirt. Listens to Eminem, chugs an energy drink, rummages through a McDonald's bag. She gives her kids some iPads and she flips the bird to the camera. So there's some inaccuracies there. Like, I don't drink energy drinks and I'm not really handing off the iPad or eating McDonald's, but I certainly wear a band tee. I definitely listen to rap. I have a potty mouth. You love Taylor Swift. You definitely love your Starbucks. You are a gentle parent. So I thought it was really funny. But how do you feel about all these different genres that we make for all the moms? Like, we have crunchy moms, you know, wine moms, helicopter moms, hot mess moms, influencer moms, soccer moms.
So it's so funny because when we talked this morning and you brought up this topic, I thought it was so good and I didn't want to read it because I wanted to feel surprised.
Mm-hmm.
It's like an authentic reaction. And when you read all the qualities of a white SUV mom, I felt seen. Yeah. I am all of those things and more. I sing Taylor Swift. In the front little area of my SUV is two different kinds of hand sanitizers. One that's baby safe and one that's like a little more aggressive.
Uh-huh.
That's the one, as soon as we get in the car, I put on my hands and then I also make Jason put them on his hands.
Yeah.
I do love a Starbucks. They have this like lavender green tea matcha situation happening right now. And I do feel like I'm a gentle parent. Yeah. And so I actually, you know what? This is how I'm going to categorize myself moving forward. It also sounds like I'm so basic, but I'm so proud to be basic right now.
You know what's funny is someone else on the internet, they were like, if you still don't get it, the difference is the basics versus the baddies. So you nailed it. I love that I'm a baddie.
Just love that for us. Wow.
Love it for us.
I will say I do occasionally, like, I love a band tee. Rap, you know, I can get down with some Eminem and some Drake here and there. Yeah. I do prefer Chick-fil-A over McDonald's.
You know, it's not an exact science, but there's definitely crossover. Like, I fancy myself a semi-gentle parent. Mm-hmm. You know, I love a Starbucks over an energy drink, but not too far off, right?
Right. That really did make me say OMG. I felt like you were just describing me as mom. So
yes,
now I want Chick-fil-A.
Welcome to Fail Better, David Duchovny's new podcast with Lemonada Media. On Fail Better, David, who has experienced both low and high-profile failures throughout his life, explores the vast world of failure, how it holds us back,
propels us forward, and ultimately shapes our lives. Each week, he'll chat with guests like Ben Stiller, Bette Midler, and more about how our perceived failures have actually been our biggest catalysts for growth, revelation, and even healing. Through these conversations, he hopes listeners can learn how to embrace the opportunity of failure and fail better together. Fail Better is out now wherever you get your podcasts.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
So from that story that I love to a mama we love, Lindy Cohen deserves a shout out. She is a dietitian in Sydney, Australia, and she wrote this powerful open letter to her mother about the impact diet culture had on her. So you guys can go and read the whole essay. It's up on mamamia.com.au. But anyways, this story is so sad. The gist of it is that when she was 10, her mom took her to see a nutritionist, despite being within a healthy age range. At 13, she attended her first Weight Watchers meeting. And by 16, she was battling a binge eating disorder. She also talked to the Today Show about this essay. And she said, the more my mom commented on my body, the more I ate. It was a vicious cycle. In the essay, she said by age 10, she'd been told you'd be pretty if you lost weight so many times that she believed it. And now she's a mom and one who has gone on to become a leading expert nutritionist and dietitian. And so this letter is basically everything that she wishes that her mom knew. She says, for generations, we've been passing down disordered eating from mother to daughter, like a crappy chipped tea set that no one wants. She says baby boomers was the generation that got hit the hardest by diet culture because their role models were Jane Fonda and Princess Diana. And then she says, so please know this, there was never anything wrong with your body. And she wishes that someone had told her that growing up. And then she said, quote, and I wish they'd repeat it every single time you felt like your body wasn't good enough simply because your arms weren't perfectly slim or toned and your stomach was soft instead of flat. And then she kind of mentions all the little girls out there who were once put on diets and have now grown up with children of their own. And she encourages them to be the first generation to teach their kids and our kids a new way of thinking about food. Your thoughts?
We've talked about it before. Yeah. It is very important to me that Dylan and this baby to come have really healthy relationships with food. We grew up in a weird time too. So she's talking about baby boomers for sure. Like that's, it's rough. Like I think they were really taught the fads were the way to live life and to lose weight and to look good. And Then we grew up watching all the rag mags that were like Hillary Duff, super slim, Lindsay Lohan, super slim, Nicole Richie, tiny, tiny. And we thought that that was the standard for beauty. And I just want Dylan to grow up knowing food is important and wonderful and can be celebratory, but is also a huge part of our life and nurturing. And I don't want her to have fear over food. I don't want her to have a complex about it. I want her to look in the mirror and think, what God gave me is perfect, and I'm here to protect that. So I know the world is a wild place, but I love this woman because she's doing the work, and clearly this had an impact on her because she has made her living changing the game. So we applaud you, and we do love you. That, I mean, good on her.
Yeah. I feel like this is a great mama we love to highlight because I do think it's important. And, you know, I feel so fortunate that my parents were never like this. My parents never made any comments about food, never made any comments about weight. And I feel so incredibly lucky. And I think about so many of my friends whose parents did do that and how it like really has affected them. And so I think I look at that and then I see essays like this and like you, the only thing I ever want to teach my daughter is to love herself. I never want to make comments about food. If she's hungry, she can eat what she wants. I don't think I'll ever do a reward-based system that the reward is food. Like, oh, you get all A's, you get an ice cream party. No.
Right.
If you want some ice cream, you can have some ice cream. We'll do an experience. Like maybe if you get all A's, we'll go to the zoo or we'll go to Disneyland or we'll go, you know, and pick out a toy. I don't know. I just think there's so many people base reward systems off of food. And again, whatever works for you, but I'm so pleased that this mom was also able to like come out the other side of it because for that sure. does happen. And then, yeah, not only share her story, but positively affect so many others.
100%. Read the article if you have time. It's powerful. And I think we can all relate to it on some level. And there's some good takeaways for us mamas. And hopefully this episode had some good takeaways too. So if you guys are not a part of our Facebook group yet, connect with us there because these 30 minutes go by fast. And I know we're here twice a week, but we want to talk offline too. I guess it's online. Facebook is online, but find us, the Between Us Moms Facebook group. We are loving that community. Feels really intimate, really special, kind of gives us a face to the listeners. So join us there. And remember, motherhood is a sisterhood.